we'll recap in a second.
Okay. So this is Palace Pages. September 7th is the first Palace Pages in the month of September in 2025. And everybody's breaking out their dice and their rattly things. And we're about to do our devotional. I just gotta find it. Let's see what we do.
I gotta stop it.
Okay. All right. Medium length. So this is what it says. Matthew 18:32 says, "Then summoning him, his Lord said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me.' The Lord will call to account those who do not forgive as they have been forgiven. God knows the outcome and the ultimate effect of every offense and every transaction of forgiveness or bearing of a grudge. God knows that forgiveness is what's healthy. Jesus even said elsewhere, 'He who cannot forgive cannot be forgiven.' Here, Jesus refers to the servant as a wicked slave. This is in contrast to the fact that the servant who is now being called into account is the one who had been forgiven his great debt. So, you can have forgiveness and yet be found to be a very poor steward of the new lease on life you've been given. If you are governed by a set of personal standards, cultural or otherwise, if you hold people to account when you yourself need mercy, you can be sure that God will judge you mercilessly. In fact, at that point it becomes justice that he should do so. God's injustice and his mercy may seem to be in conflict, but they are not. Even if they were, here is a clear standard of the Lord, which he will liberally apply to the situation every time. The situation is that those who desperately need forgiveness, that would be us, do not willingly offer forgiveness to those who also need it, even when by the logical application of the world's system, they do not deserve it. Forgive. Do so liberally and without fear. God's got you. To be like God in this matter is to forgive. We needn't go further to be unforgiving when a person proves they are unforgiving. That's above our pay grade. Moreover, being holy as he is holy, being like him, never means taking on his job. It just means being found faithful with that which is handed to us."
Ta-da. I hear footsteps.
Okay. Could be.
Yeah. I'm going to take a nap and this thing's free.
Okay.
I'll set an alarm, but if I'm not waking up for a minute.
Okay. We'll find you. Go missing.
I forgot how much money I have.
Okay. All right. Whence last we broke? The Palace Pages had returned to the mill and cleanup efforts were underway. The ghouls and whatever enemies were involved that apparently were after the boy have now been defeated. Maybe someone managed to escape, and so it is possible that your location is known. But it being the middle of the night, and a lot of people around, including guards and so on, you felt pretty safe. So the situation had been resolved. Now, the boy was returned, so you saw the cat go upstairs. And then when you went upstairs, the boy was back in his bassinet, laying there looking up at you, which he was missing throughout the whole of it. And there was suspicions that were put forth that maybe the cat and the boy were the same person.
Except for he knew nothing about Kitty, and he just wanted to look for it.
Right, so there was some evidence that maybe he was not the Kitty, but anyway, the point is, you don't know. What you know is you still have a boy. You're responsible for his protection. It is the two of you and also Marilyn, the lady-in-waiting, who's been traveling with you and staying with you in the mill, and then Maury Miller himself, and then guards from the town. So there's not been any additional interaction with the retreat or anything like that. All right? So, unless there was anything like pressing that you really wanted to take care of, whatever like that, It was the middle of the night, and the idea was to get some more rest. You were pretty tired and a little beat up. It was a bit of an arduous...
I went back up to 15 out of
35. Yes, it had been an arduous evening. Maury did say that the town physician will come and visit you in the morning at dawn. But possibly in light of the fact that rumors are circulating that ghouls were loose in town, he had declined to come out in the middle of the night. So,
yeah,
kind of scary. All right. So you go to bed. We're picking up as we are picking up in the morning. We're waking up, essentially. The sun comes up, but the building that you are in does not have a window or access to the sun on the east side. It does the mill, the top of the mill, where the blades are, because it's a windmill, basically, it's that kind of mill, faces the east, which is where the prevailing winds come from. But the room that you were sleeping in is like a large closet type room. It doesn't have any windows.
I thought I was sleeping somewhere else, not up there with the girls.
Well, in the morning when you wake up, you are in the room with the girls. Remember that things changed after the attack, basically. So you guys just kind of clumped together. Alright, anyway, the sun comes up. Roosters begin to crow around town.
Funny thing is, I visited a corn mill.
And you hear, Maury Miller downstairs, doing something in the kitchen. And the door to your room is open.
You got like this music.
That scares me, even though it's a game. It even scares you, and you know what's happening, Dad.
Rooster!
Okay.
Cock-a-doodle-doo-doo-doo.
Somebody owns a rooster near our house.
People begin to move about town, and so very shortly you are up and about the mill. What do you do?
Look outside and see if the pink smoke. Because they said to look anytime around this pink smoke.
Okay, so you would have to actually go out the door because there aren't any windows in the direction that you need. Or you could go up. There's an access way to go up in the top of the mill, and there's probably some kind of an access up there to look out. Not sure if you're supposed to be up there.
I'm going to open the door.
Okay. You go out the back door and you look. Looking in the general direction of the retreat, so you see people working in the fields. The hills kind of roll down and away from the village. And so you see for a mile or two, and you see people working in the fields. It's early harvest time, so they're not full-fledged harvesting, but they're tending the crops, taking out weeds, that kind of thing. You see the road where it comes into the town, and you see a wagon that's leaving town with barrels on the back of it, but you don't see anything smoke rising in the distance. You do not see the walls of the keep either, but you figure, you know, if the smoke was rising up in the sky, it would be 40, 50 feet high, for example.
See it.
You think you would probably see it, and you don't. Okay? Also, smells of roasting meat and seasonings begin to come out of the kitchen. And then as you turn around to go back in the building, you see two men in their mid to late 20s, both very physically fit. One guy's wearing a dull brown leather jerkin, like a big apron. And then he's, even though he's in his mid-20s, he's balding some in the front. His hair has a receding hairline, pudgy face. And then the other guy is very physically fit as well. And he's wearing a shirt that's split open to about his belly button, just about. You can tell that he's very muscular, kind of a Fabio kind of guy. And he has actually blonde hair, and it's wavy down to his shoulders and loose, and it's blowing about. There is a stiff breeze outside, about 10 mile an hour, pretty much the whole time. It's not loud, but it's breezing. And the creaking of the mill is, you know, with the occasional ticking noise, is pretty accurate. It's like, as it goes around. Anyway, the two of them come, and they both have plates and silverware, and they come and stand by the back door of the inn as you're walking in. They do not come in, but you're only a few feet. Yeah, they're only a few feet away. So when you walk back in the back door, you're entering the kitchen. The smells are robust, and you see that Maury Miller has a very large cast iron skillet. It's kind of squarish, and it's like this big, and he's got it on top of the stove, and he's cooking up this huge mound. It's probably got to be 40 eggs, and then there's meat on the one side of the skillet as well. So it's way too much food for the three of you. Okay?
There's people out back waiting with silverware.
Very good. Tell them to come on in.
Okay. I'll go out soon. Come on, you guys can come in.
Okay. So as they step in, you now see that there is a chipped clay vase on the stand by the door. And both of them drop some coins into the vase, and it kind of rattles a little bit. And then they step up, and they get a plate of eggs, and you see that it's rolled sausage that he's cooking.
Oh.
And you can see that there's some seasoning in the eggs. And your mouth has begun to water over the whole affair.
You're making me hungry in real life because I haven't had much yet.
I think there was talk of someone making sure you got it. What are you doing? I understand, but now you're going to have to erase it.
Yeah? I'm going to go. Okay. When do they leave?
They pay for their food. He gives them a plate of food, and they leave. And they actually go out into the backyard behind the mill. And there's a bench there and a boulder. And they just move over and sit on the bench and start to eat. No sooner did the two of them leave and walk out, you hear greetings in the backyard. And you see a blonde woman who looks like a servant. She's wearing a simple gray dress with a white apron. And she comes with a plate and silver or like pewter fork and spoon, and she is here for food as well. And so basically, Maury Miller is serving breakfast out of serving breakfast out of the back door.
Got it.
Always.
See, it's already gone.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna ask if I can get some.
Okay. Yeah, sure. There's plates in the cupboard there.
Okay. Do I have to pay?
No cost. No, it's fine.
Okay. I go grab a plate, and I put some eggs and some sausage.
Okay. When the lady came in, hustling to catch up with her, there is a young human woman who's probably in her mid to late teens, and as she's standing there waiting for her food, she's smiling at you and kind of like assessing you. Looking at you up and down and kind of considering your elven.
So she's getting food?
Yes.
I hand her my plate that I got. I get a new one.
Okay. She just takes the plate that you give her and she dumps it on her own plate because she brought her own plate with her.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay. And then she turns and heads out. She does look over her shoulder back at you as she steps out the door.
It's kind of cool how you pretty much got a restaurant.
Hey, Bree. Hey, Bob. What's going on over at the mansion? Not much. Soft conversation to get outside.
Get more and I go eat it.
Okay. Outside you hear what sounds like a crossbow fire.
What? I look outside.
Okay. You see that there is a teen boy in the backyard who has a crossbow. It's well worn, but reasonably well tended. He is firing shots into its tree trunk. Everyone seems to be just ignoring him. And they're sitting around. He's up to seven people in the backyard eating.
Okay, I'm going to go walk over to the boy. You're shooting the crossbow.
Fires a shot as you approach.
Yeah. Nice shooting.
Thank you. It's my grandfather's. I'm learning how to use it. Right, what are you doing during this time?
So where am I?
You woke up in the room, as I described. You heard the sound. You smelled the food. What do you do? You weren't busy coloring your dice thing. You didn't know all of that. And you could, when I said, what do? You could have answered.
I'm going to wake up. I'm going to wake up the lady who's been helping us take care of the baby. I forgot what her name is.
Marilyn.
Okay.
So she rolls over.
She wants food.
Oh, is it morning?
Yes.
She rubs her eyes.
Are you hungry? I'm heading down, so if you want to stay up here with the baby, then I can grab you a plate.
Yeah. He'll probably eat. But we shouldn't wake him up before he's ready, because he'll probably be cranky. It's quite a bit of activity in the middle of the night.
I'll get a little bit of extra food that he might like on my plate.
Okay.
Sounds good. Maybe stack another plate underneath mine. Not sure I want slobber on top of my food.
Okay. Well, if he wakes up before you come back up, I'll bring him down. Otherwise, I'll just stay here with him.
Okay. I'll be back. So I'm going to go down and get her a plate, me a plate, and then a plate underneath my plate for the baby.
I got a letter. Oh, just so you know, Grandpa, I do have my sword on my side, but that's it.
Okay.
I don't have my armor on. Cause I
A couple of the people in the yard have a dagger or a short sword, but most of them seem like commoners in the village.
I just have my short sword. I don't have my armor or shield yet.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
The first two guys that came have finished eating now and have headed off.
I have my daggers on me.
And it kind of goes like that. There's only seating for about six or seven people, so people kind of stand around and eat.
It's kind of like a restaurant.
Kind of. Cool. Yep. Don't think it would be very good in the winter. Cold, but people might just come get their food and take it somewhere else and eat it then at that point, or maybe he lets them eat inside, although the mill doesn't really have a space for that. It's pretty cluttered even in the big room.
But,
All right.
That's pretty cool. Speaking of mill.
You arrive downstairs, you see Dan there outside, you catch a glimpse of him outside. He's talking to a boy with a crossbow who fires it into a tree trunk. And you see Maury in the kitchen with a big apron and his kind of wild hair. And he's serving eggs and sausage off of the giant pan that's cooking on the stove. It's still got 25 eggs or something like that on it, all cooked up, the scrambled eggs, basically. And then another 20 pieces of... another 20 pieces of sausage or whatever. And so the people outside are chatting with each other about various things. From the door, you can tell that the temperature is in the high 50s, low 60s. Sun is shining brightly. The breeze is about 10 miles an hour. A couple of the ladies shiver a little bit against the breeze.
Okay. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, my dear. You can grab a plate out of the cupboard there, and I'll fix you some eggs and sausage if you wish.
Okay, I actually grabbed three.
Okay.
Because I need one for
Marilyn,
one for me, and then
he serves up a smaller portion for the boy, obviously, just one piece of sausage and a scoop, small scoop of eggs, and then Marilyn gets a hefty plate, and so do you. Also, by now, the big square cast iron skillet is about half empty, and he starts breaking a bunch more eggs in the empty half. Gonna be a busy morning. As you walk back past with the plates, you see that the pitcher, the ceramic pitcher that's sitting on a stand by the door that has a little chip out of the top of it, is over half full with copper coins.
Oh, and Marty, as long as Marilyn's okay with it and the boy isn't causing any trouble, I'd be willing to help.
Oh, if you wish. Never turn down a helping hand in the kitchen.
I'll make sure that Marilyn and the boy are fine first and bring them the food.
All right. Okay. As you're walking past, you hear it plain as day. A couple of the men who are just finishing their breakfast are talking about the ghouls from last night. One of them says, "Is it true there were ghouls in town last night?"
Maybe.
One of the guys says, "Yeah. My cousin's part of the guard, and they picked up three ghoul bodies, I guess. I think they're interring them in the cemetery this morning, and there's a priest that's going to do some kind of ritual to make sure they can never be coming back again." Is anyone welcome? I wouldn't mind seeing that. I don't know. I suppose. He didn't say otherwise.
So, is the boy still shooting his crossbow?
Yeah, periodically.
How much does he have, or has he kept retrieving them?
He's retrieved them once. He has 7 bolts.
Is there any still up in the tree?
Now there is. He just shot again, so there's one.
Wait here, I'll be back. So I'm going to go inside when I go upstairs and I'm gonna go grab my crossbow, or not my crossbow, my bow and arrow.
Okay.
My arrows. So I go upstairs, I grab those.
Alright. So you have your bow and arrows back downstairs.
Hi guys.
Okay. You see that she has just delivered food to Marilyn. The boy is still sleeping in his bassinet. Are you staying up there to eat before going back down to help?
Yeah.
Okay. So you head back down. Marilyn engages you in conversation. She says, "Do you know that boy, Clark?"
Clark?
He's at the retreat now. He wants to be a squire. I think Sir Reginald will probably take him, but so far he's just a page.
Not sure if I've heard of him. Possible. I've heard of a lot of pages in the past.
I think he's taken a fancy to me. In fact, he asked me to go to the ball next month, although I'm not even sure we'll still be in town. When the rains start up in the fall, I imagine we'll be heading back to the palace. Maybe. No. I wonder if we'll ever be back there. If we're taking care of the boy and Princess Angela is going against her father's wishes, for example. She starts to look sad.
Hmm. I'm sure that we'll find a way to go back. Princess Angela would never leave her followers here like that. Unless there's 100% chance we'd be, like, murdered or tortured, which there's not. So she would find a way.
She strikes me as pretty nice as well. So, I hope you're right. These are really good eggs. Sausage is a little bit chewy. Thanks for breakfast.
I pull out a scrap piece of cloth out of my bag because I have one of those, and I lay it over the boy's food to kind of keep it warmer.
Good idea. Okay. She's eaten probably about 2/3 of her food, and then she sets the plate on the bed, and she scoots over, and she's laying, like, with her upper body kind of across the bassinet a little bit, and she gently strokes the boy's hair, and she says, "Good boy. Such a good boy. Gonna grow up to be a great man. Change the world." He's sleeping pretty deeply still.
Maybe let him sleep for like another 30 minutes or something, and if he doesn't wake up by then.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Probably don't want to see a clinky little boy with magical powers. Not sure that would work out well.
You think he has magical powers?
Got something special about him, according to the princess.
Yeah, I guess so.
And a cat disappears and the boy is there. So
I didn't even make that connection until you just mentioned it. You think he can turn into a cat?
It's possible, but when I asked him about a cat, he seemed to know nothing about it. He even wanted to get down and look for one.
Maybe if he can turn into a cat, maybe he doesn't know he can turn into a cat.
It's possible.
He's little.
Like a second life.
He could have abilities that he doesn't even know he has. They say when werewolves, which if they're even real, I don't know, but the legends about werewolves say they turn into a wolf on the full moon, and then when they wake up, they don't remember anything that happened, and they don't even know that they turn into a wolf. They just know that they have blackouts or whatever. So maybe he's like that. He could be a werecat.
Let's not go too far.
Well, anyway. Right now he's sleeping pretty soundly. I think I'm going to wash up.
Just keep an eye on him because I told Buddy that I would help for a little while.
Oh yeah, I won't leave. I'll get the water and stay right here.
Okay.
I can't take my eyes off of him until he's back in the safety of the princess's troop.
Oh, they helped a little while until the business guys died.
Right. Meanwhile, outside, you return with your bow and arrows. The boy fires the crossbow. So he's hitting the stump every time. It's solid wood, but the bolts are sticking. They're not going in very deep. They're going in maybe like 3/4, 3/8 of an inch, just enough to stay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a bow.
Yeah. I've got two. I just don't carry both of them on me.
The bow is a more common weapon in the village as well.
I've got a crossbow too, it's just that's back at castle.
Are you any good with it?
I haven't shot it much. I only shot it maybe once.
There's an archery contest later this month that allows for bows or crossbows, and I was thinking if I can get pretty good with the crossbow, I might try it. You only have to get in the top 20 to make some money.
Huh?
I don't know how many people will compete.
I'm pretty good with the bow.
Baron Wictor is sponsoring the contest, and I think the 20th place prize is a gold piece, which is a lot. And 10 is like a platinum piece. And then the top three get like jewelry or gold statuette or something. It's a pretty big deal. Like,
if I get one of those,
set a man up for life. I doubt I'll be anywhere near the top 10, but if I could get even in the top 20, I could make some money.
Hey, don't doubt yourself.
Well, I just got the crossbow a month ago, and I've been practicing pretty much every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I'll keep doing as long as I can, although I only have 7 bolts left now, because they do break sometimes when you shoot them.
Yeah. You want to try shooting a bow?
Sure.
Do you know how?
Basically. Right. Enough.
I pull out one of my arrows, and I latch one, and I pull it back, and I'm going to try to shoot the stuff.
Okay. Roll the hit. D20.
Oh.
Nice. Okay. So you miss the stuff, and the arrow soars off into the cornfield.
It's been a while. I have a
2% chance that somebody gets hit.
No,
it just disappears. That's gotta be. You have to search for it if you want to get it back. Otherwise, it's gone.
Well, it's been a while. I'm normally a sword fighter. I'm not a bow fighter.
I'm the range person. I do range.
Now, if you want to talk to somebody who does range, she's inside.
Ah, okay. Well, I'll have to get to work before too long now.
I'm slingshot. Yeah. I'm kind of good with a bow. I got a staff. Right, I got magic missiles. Okay.
Sure.
Like,
let's see if I can actually hit this down.
No.
Dang it.
It skims off the top of the stump and goes off into the cornfield.
All right. Well, I'm right back. I'm going to go inside and I'm going to go find her.
Okay. So she's in the kitchen now and she's just begun to help serving up breakfast.
Oh. Selena, can you come here real for a quick second?
What for?
There's this guy outside training a crossbow, and, you do more better in range than me. I totally did not miss the stump twice. I better go find those arrows. You might compete in a contest, apparently.
Okay. Melody, I'm gonna pop out for a second. I'll come right back.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'm coming.
So I go.
When the two of you step back outside to where he's at, he's firing his last bolt before he has to go collect them up again. And he starts to walk over. And just at that time, a man in a black suit that's thigh length, black pants, black jacket, black vest, three-piece suit, white shirt underneath. And he's got, black shiny boots on. And he's carrying a black leather bag that's about 18 inches high, about a foot by about 10 inches.
Literally the button black.
And he also has a plate. And he steps up in line behind an older woman waiting to get food. She gets her food. He gets his food. He steps back outside. And then one of the men says, hey, Bob, aren't you supposed to be at work? What? No. Well, they went to go get him food. It was, that's what she told me anyway. Natalie's supposed to be. Hold on. Okay. Anyway, so Bob says, yeah, we're digging that new well in the north reach, and I guess I better get out there. Thanks for keeping me straight, Doc. Yeah, no problem. And then the guy with the black suit, he's got his food. He says, are you the kid that got hurt last night?
Yeah.
I'll take a look at your wounds after I eat, if it's okay with you.
Oh, that's fine.
Wait, how did he get hurt?
I'm down to 15 HP. I got beat up.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
And by wolves.
Okay.
Later. Right.
Hold on a second.
Kiss me, somebody, tell me.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna run out of time, so. Okay. So he eats, and then he's gonna look at your wounds. Meanwhile, you're gonna take a couple shots with the bow and see if you can show this kid that an elf actually can fire a bow. I don't think you're proficient, bow is the only thing.
No, she's proficient with her sling, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you're
going to use your sling?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
So, I'm real good with my sling.
Roll to hit twice.
Yeah.
Okay, what am I doing to hit after
that? The first time you shot that thing, you hit me in the head.
I can't believe I keep forgetting that.
Me either.
Yeah, the first time you shot your sling.
Okay, so you hit the stump. If it goes, watch out! And it hits the stump. I don't know if I have a sling on here. Let's see.
Normally, when we fight ghouls and such, Dan runs up and I cover him with magic missile or slingshot.
Except for the first time that you shot your sling, you hit me in the back of the head.
Okay, that's true. But that was the first time. I wasn't good at it yet.
No, because you trained with this. That doesn't count.
Exactly, it doesn't count.
It does.
You just said it doesn't count.
No.
Me and Dan arguing in front of our new friend.
The thing that doesn't count is the fact that you've trained with that, but you still managed to hit me in the back of the head. And then Rosie threw a rock at my head.
You didn't pass out, so we're fine.
That's not how this works. There's a thing called friendly fire.
We're just arguing in front of our new friend.
Actually, there's a thing called friendly fire, and you hit me in the back of the head.
Okay, anyway, so you hit the stump. Roll again.
15.
And you hit it again, even more toward dead center.
I need to shoot with my bow again.
Okay. He says, hold up a second. And then he fires his last shot. And then he heads down to pick up the bolts. And he says, it's really cool what you can do with a sling. If I had known it was so effective, I could have built one of those or bought one or something a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, it is really helpful when you travel with one other person who's a sword fighter.
Mm-hmm.
He can just charge up and I cover him from the back. And sometimes not. Sometimes he's the person who needs cover from.
I don't think the contest at the end of the month allows for slings, only bows, crossbows, and regular bows.
Yeah.
That seems like the sling is just as dangerous.
Yeah, they are. My head.
Knock someone out. Right.
Unfortunately, I'm off to work. The stables won't muck out themselves.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have to try shooting a bow at some point.
Hey, yo.
Thanks.
It was nice to meet you both.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay, so he leaves. You can fire at the stump to your heart's content. The doctor checks out your wounds.
Yeah, you can kind of bow.
Thank you. I might need some arrows.
Yeah, never mind that. I'm gonna go find the arrow that I shot.
Two, 5, 7 points back. Oh, wait, hold on. One was... No, it wasn't open. So, yeah, 7 points back.
15 plus 7.
22.
22, okay.
Feeling considerably better, though not by any means. fully healthy. All right?
There we go. I'm going to go find my arrows.
Okay. Within about 20 minutes to half an hour, the breakfast crowd is clearing out. You can go wandering around and look for your arrows. So we'll see. What is your wisdom?
13.
Okay. So two arrows. One. The first one is findable.
Yay!
The second one is not. So you've got Kay. One arrow found.
Okay, well, that's 24. Okay. I wasn't 25.
And I would check and see, make sure if it's broken or anything. It is not. So it's in good condition. So you found one arrow. You did not find the other.
Okay, well, time to go back.
Okay. And then...
I'm going to shoot at the stump with a bow.
You'll have to get my bow, because I don't think you carry
yours. You gave me your bow, and you always have a bow.
No.
He offered them, I think.
And then I went to go find mine, so I still got them on me, because you weren't...
Anyway, so when you come back, she wants to know if she can shoot the stump a couple times.
Sure.
Shoot the stump.
Roll 2 to hits.
Take an arrow. Here you go. Give her one arrow.
17.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, ahead. Come on.
Hits the stump.
Both shots hit the stump. The first one is almost dead center. The second one is up and to the right.
Okay, give me the bow back. I see it. I'm shooting it one more time. It's mine.
You're going to shoot it into the club field again.
No. I'm actually going to retrieve those arrows first.
Okay.
Yay. Now I want to shoot one.
Okay.
16.
Okay, hit the stump.
Wow, I can hit the stump when she's around, but I can't hit it when anybody else is around.
Well, that's not going to be helpful in battle.
Let me shoot one more time.
It's not going to help you in battle.
Oh, that missed.
Missed horribly.
the string slipped.
Yeah, it's up and away several feet. Probably went 100, 200 yards off in the cornfield. You feel pretty certain you're probably not going to find that one.
I can find that one. But I can grab this one.
Okay.
I want to hit the market. That's probably dangerous.
They don't have much of a market here. It's a small town.
No, when we get back to the retreat.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway, the doctor leaves. People are pretty much gone. Maury's cleaning up the kitchen. And the boy wakes up. Marilyn feeds him. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go grab one more small plate.
Okay. They Marilyn feeds him, and then she gives him a bath in a tub of water, basically.
Zoe.
And then she redresses him. She uses the extra undergarments that you guys have. And it gets to be 10 o'clock or so. It's warmer outside now. It's in the 60s. The breeze is still stiffly from the east. The mill continues to creak and grind the flour. And Maury's hauling it down by satchel and putting it in a big bin that's out front. And then you did see earlier somebody from like the general store come, and they took a bag of it, and they take it to the general store and sell it. At about 11 or so, Maury says, "I'm going to head down to the store, be back in about a half an hour. You guys be okay here without me?"
Yeah.
All right. So he does take his walking stick, and then he heads out on the main street.
Do you
street.
Want me to board it up, like bar it?
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Well.
Okay. So he leaves. It's just the two of you, Marilyn and the boy. The boy gets into the big room, and he's like crawling around and slipping in and out of all the tools and machinery, and there's an old plow in there, crates, barrels of stuff.
Well,
like almost like a warehouse, all kind of mismatched. And then the stairs lead upstairs to where the bedrooms are, and under the stairs is the door back toward the kitchen. So, okay. And at roughly noon or so, Maury returns, and he goes in the kitchen, stokes up the fire, and he starts to cook. Biscuits, and he had bread already raisins, so now he's baking them, and then he's sizzling thin cut
steaks. You
gonna
have more people come, like the same for breakfast?
Usually have a few dozen for lunch. But at about that same time, in the far western sky, you see what looks to be a high rising pink cloud.
Well, time to go back.
Marty, they told us that when we saw pink smoke flying from the pillars to go back to the castle. And I believe that out there is
what we need.
It's what we've been watching for.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. It does look suspiciously pink.
I need to cut the string. Thank you.
Well,
I can't leave right now. After lunch, I could take you back in the wagon if you want. It's about a 5-mile walk. Or you could just head back on foot.
Walking's
which
fun.
Would be longer?
Walking's fun.
No, you could walk there in about an hour and a half, and he's saying he wouldn't be able to even start taking you into about that time. So if you're going, you're just trying to get back as soon as you could walk back.
Yeah, if we want to.
Plus, you could go cross country, like through the fields instead of taking the
But road. Also, if we walked, we'd be in more danger of being exposed. Well, we hid in the back of a wagon.
That is true.
I think
if
we might
walk, who's going to randomly go up to random two kids with a baby?
People looking for the baby.
How would they know?
It's the child they're looking for.
But they can't.
There's multiple childs in the palace, but that's the one they're looking for. They'd have to know what he looks like.
They won't really know from afar. Plus, you can throw a blanket over him and just leave his head
out. And suffocate him?
Leave his head out.
They'd be able to tell.
I'm leaving. Let's go.
No, Dan.
They won't know. Because we can cut through. We won't take the road.
Why do I travel with a knight?
We're I not want to get back.
We're not going. I'm keeping the child here. You can go.
I'm not allowed to go.
And get yourself killed.
I have to stay with you.
Then don't go.
What do you think? You're in charge.
Who's in charge?
What's her name?
Marilyn.
Marilyn.
How's she in charge? What am I supposed to be protecting her?
She's... Never mind.
I believe we were all assigned to protect the baby.
Gosh, darn it.
I don't think it really matters much.
We can walk probably, now and get back there sooner.
It'll be easier in the wagon. Plus, we could have lunch. He's going to want to have lunch. We could... I think we could safely stay here through lunch.
Okay.
I don't really want to walk 5 miles. It's pretty far. I mean, you're in good physical shape. I'm not overweight or anything, but it'd be hard on
just
my feet.
Just hopefully they don't get worried.
I mean, they
I'm
don't
sure
understand.
They think at least the first hour will be like, oh, maybe they'll just fall away, and that's why it's taking so long, and that just means they're safe, so we don't have to worry about anything. But they're taking, like, an hour to get here. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like the longer the wait, that means the more worried they'll get.
After the first hour. Because the first hour, I think, is just a long ride, because we got far away to be safe. A long walk.
I doubt that's the thing that they would be thinking, but okay.
Yeah, because you have no brains.
That was rude. Anyway, are we agreed we're waiting until after lunch to head back?
Yes.
I kind of wanted to walk, but it's fine. I guess. If you guys want to wait, we can. I have to stay here. I would
Selena,
get in trouble if I go back.
Selena gets, you know, frustrated.
Okay.
She doesn't have a kind nature. She does what she thinks is right, you know? Well, she does have a kind nature, but she does what she thinks is right still.
I feel like walking back, though, is going to be quicker and they won't be worried.
When do you ever worry? You have no fear.
That's not the same thing.
Marilyn says, I'm not worried about them worrying about us. I'm worried about us getting back safely.
That's true.
Any fight, anything that we could get involved in?
Well, then you guys run.
I think we just...
Didn't you just say you're in better shape than we are?
I fight.
Right, he could stay and fight and we could run away, but I think our best chance is if we all travel together, we could get horses if they have them, or we could...
That's true. We could buy horses.
Just ride back in the wagon when the time comes.
Well, if we're waiting, then I'm gonna walk to the stables for for a few minutes then.
Okay.
Alright, well, if we're waiting, then that's what I'm going to do.
I think it looks like, she looks at the boy, it looks like we're going to stay here and play in this room.
Okay. Go play hide and seek or something.
Oh, oh, put that down. Those are for grabbing bales of hay. You can cut your finger. She goes and gets them. Puts them up. Okay.
Yeah, right. Maybe not hide and seek. Never mind.
Alright, so fast forward to your... standing outside the stables, they've moved all the horses outside in the corral. There's a dozen of them or so.
I never got his name. Never mind.
The boy? No, yeah. I never said his name.
I guess his name. he doesn't know my name.
But standing outside the stables, you can hear somebody like shoveling slop, sounds like, inside the stables. You probably figure it's him.
I gotta look at it.
Okay.
Let's see.
While you're standing outside the stables, you're in the main room of the...
It's not the stables that my horse are in, right? That's up there,
correct.
More.
This, you did not bring your horse out. You came out on foot. And then you hid in the back of Maury's wagon. Your horse is in town.
Someone's wagon, and they brought us here.
Right. That's where they brought you to Maury. Anyway, no, your horse was not out here. Anyway, so you're in the main room. Maury's got lunch going. It's smelling pretty good. No one has shown up to eat it yet. And then you see as you're... So this little town, it basically has a road that goes to the middle of town, and then it kind of opens up to be a big square right in front of the mill. So the mill doesn't have any buildings in front of it. There's a big square there. And then on the opposite side, there is a smithy. And then that's the opposite side of the big square. And then on the corner, there's a house. And then next to the house is like a boarding house, like... with multiple small doors in the front. Next to that is the stables and the corral.
Okay. Good question.
So you're at hold on. You're at the stables and the corral, and you see a man in dark armor that looks like the ones that were searching the retreat. In fact, he has a helm on, and he has his face covered, and he rides slowly. He's not hurrying or anything, but he rides into the center of the square. And then
that's why we're not rocking.
He's sitting on the back of his horse.
Is he outside the mill?
So he rode right past the mill, like within 10 feet.
Oh, I'm scared. So ride him down.
I'm gonna go inside the stables.
Okay.
Before
that was your intention anyway.
Recognizes me. Because if it's the same guy, then he'll probably recognize.
Good. And they were in the palace, so quite a few of them probably saw you.
The music. And maybe they told it. Maybe that one guy that got into a fight with the falconer told them.
No, I thought he got passed it out.
It's fine. You're not even here. But I'm gonna go inside the stables and find the boy that was shooting a scratch bell.
Okay.
So Lita is.
You find
magical.
Him mucking out the stables. Basically, he's got a big flat-bladed shovel and he's picking up a mixture of horse poop and hay off the bottom of the stables, or straw, rather.
Hi again.
And then he's putting it in a wheelbarrow. And now you realize you did see a pretty good-sized pile of it out by the corner of the building. So he's probably been dumping it outside.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. As you're standing there, so the way the stables are is there's a straight hallway, basically. It's just ground on the ground. There's no floor. And it goes straight back, and there are stalls on either side that go back out toward the back of the building, right? As you're standing in there, you're about four or five stalls in, and he's got the wheelbarrow there, and he's dumps a big pile of muck in it.
Are there any horses?
And you
nearby?
See, yeah, there's a horse in every stall.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry, not in the stall. They're all in the corral. I told you that. They're all in the corral. Anyway, but the guy with the black armor rides and stops right in front of the stables, and then he leans over and he looks down the hallway right at you. So you're about 20 feet away from him right now.
I don't notice him. And if he starts walking this way, I'm going to run. Okay. But,
all right.
Don't be suspicious.
He urges the horse forward and he reins it to the left.
Is there a guy behind me?
He keeps his. What?
I talked to him. Is there a guy behind me? In black armor? Yeah. Alright, well, I gotta go! I'm gonna start running.
Basically, he rides the he gets bends over on the horse and he rides the horse into the stable, so he's riding towards you.
Of course, Dan has to run
and you're running out the back door.
I'm not gonna run.
He has to tell the truth, so.
And I'm gonna not like leave the stables. I'm gonna see if he's walking towards the guy.
Yeah, there's nowhere else to go. It's one straight hall.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna go see if he stops in front of him. So I'm kind of just there.
So are you staying at the... Stop telling me you're doing three different things and tell me one thing that you're doing.
No, I walk... I do
you're running
walk,
away, you're walking away, you're staying there. Which sorry. Is it?
I do walk to the end of the... But I turn the corner,
okay,
but
so
I
so you're walking toward the back.
Yes.
Okay, so as soon as you take about four steps away from the guy you were just standing by, you hear the knight say,
stop there.
No. And I'll start running.
Okay, now you run. All right.
Just, no, now I'm going to start running.
Okay, so no. You run... roll initiative, D6.
Dang it. He says, stop there. No. Let's keep running. 3. He's on a horse. That doesn't make... Uh-oh.
Okay, so you reach the archway at the back of the building, and outside it's flat, and you can see it goes downhill slightly, and to the left there's a farmhouse that has a fenced-in yard, and they have a bunch of goats, sheep, and chickens running around in the yard. And you see a woman, and she's throwing seed or feed to them. Looking to the right, you can see a new well that's being constructed. It's about 100 yards out to the right, and there's some guys around it, and they're digging the hole deeper down into the ground. They're pulling dirt out by buckets.
I think that's the way I want to go.
And then crops extend in every direction. And then you can see a copse of trees that's past the well about a couple hundred yards, and that's the closest forest, the closest real, like, being out of view unless you're going to a house. But as you are at the door, you hear him spur the horse forward, and you hear him kind of metallic ring to his voice say, help, help! And the horse starts to clop its hooves on the ground of the packed earth inside there, and he's coming out towards you.
Okay.
If you stop, he'll be at you in seconds.
No, I'm going to keep running, but I'm going to do this. I'm
going
to go...
Are you going left or right?
I'm going to go right.
Or straight, I guess, down the hill. If you go straight down the hill, he'll catch you almost for certain.
I'm going to go right, and then we'll go... Because I'm going to do this. I'm going to go right, but I'm going to go back through the... To the stable guy. Like, I'm going to go all the way around.
So you're going to go... You'd have to go through the corral or around the corral because that side is
the
fenced in yard of the corral.
Okay. The corral.
So you're going to go to the right, duck into the fence, try to cross the corral, and go back around inside the building? Okay.
Because I don't think he... Oh, wait. His horse might just jump the fence. Then it's still...
Probably not. That's what the corral is for, is holding in horses. So he's trying to jump it. All right. Anyway, so he reins up at the fence as you duck to the fence and you're running across the corral. And he draws his longsword.
Oh.
And says, come back here.
Why?
What do you want from me?
Okay. So you reach the other side, and when you look back now, you don't see him.
You should run in the lighthouse and bar the door.
Is his horse there?
No.
Oh.
He's on his horse. You do not see him or his horse.
He probably went back around. He probably knew what I was doing. I'm going to go back.
Okay.
I'm going to
run back across the corral?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might just stay in the corral because I don't doubt his horse can jump in.
No, but he could probably open the gate or...
Makes sense. I need a horse.
And there are horses in the corral.
Do any of them have saddles?
It? No.
Dang, that's not all right then. Well, it's not stealing if I return it. That's borrowing. Okay.
Meanwhile...
It's forcefully borrowing.
Meanwhile, back at the mill, okay, the two of you and the boy are hanging out in the big room, right? And then the boy went to the front door and he wanted to go outside. The door was ajar, so it wouldn't take too much. So he goes over and he pulls the door open enough that he can get through, which is only like about a foot.
Is he crawling or walking?
Walking. Tottering.
Teetering. He's a lot of walking.
Okay. And then Marilyn jumps up and she goes after him. And so they're both, he's outside on the porch now and she's outside as well. What are you doing?
I'll go head up the push.
Okay, as you step up into the doorway, you see that Marilyn is there, and she has him, like, by the scruff of his neck and back of his clothes, and she's holding him kind of, like, behind her. She's standing just outside the door to the right, and there is a some wicker furniture to the left, like a rocking chair and a bench, and then there's a potbelly stove that seems to be disconnected, but it's sitting in the corner of the porch, and there's a rail that goes around the whole porch, and in front of you there are steps that go down to the square, right? She's standing just outside the door to the right, and she has him behind her, and he's kind of like wiggling all over and flapping his arms and his feet and trying to move, but she's holding him so he can barely touch the ground. And then you look out across the square, and you see the aforementioned Black Knight, and he just is coming out of the stables.
Marilyn, inside, inside. Take him too. Okay, quick.
All right, so she does not immediately move. She was surprised to see him there.
I'm grabbing the child and bringing him inside. Like, I grab the child with one arm and grab Marilyn's arm and, like, drag them both inside. Come on, as quick as I can.
All right, and so you grab the boy. As soon as you grab him, he looks a little shocked, and he just, like, stares at you, and he stops squirming. and you pull her back in as well. And
close the door and bar the door. But
okay.
But then I keep an eye on the window in case Dan tries to come in.
All right, you bar the door.
Because I know he's out.
Okay. Meanwhile, you see that he has ridden back out into the square.
Oh.
So like out in front of the stables, and he comes back around the
Mommy!
The corral side. And so you've gone back into the corral, but he can see you, obviously. You haven't gotten. You'd have to go outside the fence and go past the building to not be seen. You haven't done that yet.
Yeah, we'll jump the fence and we'll go back into the stable.
You're only making this worse for yourself. Come to me.
Why?
I'm scared.
Because I said so.
Who do you need? Because I didn't do anything wrong.
Shut your mouth and come here.
No.
Then when I catch you, I'll kill you.
If you're after the boy, he's not here.
What boy? Come here now.
No.
What? Why did you mention the boy?
The same guy.
Some of the guardsmen have come out and they're like,
help.
They question him. So they say, okay. Sorry. He says, the guardsman says, excuse me. What's going on here?
That young elf is a wanted fugitive. I'm taking him into my custody.
I'm not!
He's lying.
And the sheriff is there and says,
I yell out the window.
He's putting on his sword belt as he comes out of the building.
I'm jumping the fence and going back inside.
He says, you don't know anything about ghouls that came into town last night, do you?
No, not really. But I've been sent to arrest the boy.
What about Dad?
Can you show me?
I'm yelling for Dad.
The sheriff says, okay. He understands you're yelling for him, but he's not doing anything. So if he does something, I'll let you know. Keep yelling. She keeps yelling, Dan.
I'm not coming.
And then I stop.
He can't come to you unless he crosses through the path of the Dark Knight.
That's why I'm jumping the fence and going back. No way for me.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so. The sheriff says, show me your heraldry.
I am not here on behalf of my knightly order. But if I need to, I will enforce my will with this sword.
Take the sword from him.
At this point, a number of men, probably 15 total, have come from different parts around town. You see they have like pitchforks, and some have swords and stuff like that. And the sheriff says, we do not recognize your will here.
So, Grandpa, I'm going to hop the fence and go back into the stable.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
find a horse with a saddle on it.
I'm about to go take a horse and run.
I mean, we both have horseback riding.
It's land-based riding.
Land-based riding.
Because I can just ask the guy if I can get a saddle real quick for no reason. Just because.
No, you should get a horse that already has a saddle.
They're all outside with no saddle. I already asked that. They're on the crow.
I mean, you can ride it with no saddle. It just won't be as good for the horse or as easily done.
Just at least get a bridle or something. You can put that on quickly.
All right. So the men from around town begin to, like, kind of come out and flock around him. They're not engaging him, but they're...
ready?
Pointing their pitchforks at him. One guy's got a spear. Guy's got a sword. Daggers, like that.
So...
You guess that if he decides to engage, he is probably more than a match for all of them.
Yeah.
So even with your help, you doubt that they can
take
him.
What did I even do?
Okay.
Tell him that you have the boy.
Well, he doesn't know.
Somebody mentioned the boy, and he said, what boy? And he ordered it. He just ordered.
I could have just said me.
Yep.
Or somebody else. Never said I mentioned the. I just said the.
He said, he was looking at the sheriff, and he says, this will not soon be forgotten.
Okay, well, at this point, I'm grabbing a saddle.
Alright, so you try to get a saddle out of the stables.
Hey. Let's get there.
Yeah, so there is a saddle that you can grab out of the stables.
Yoink.
And you go through a side door into the corral and try to get a find a horse that you can saddle. Alright, meanwhile, he reins the horse, the war horse, which is a big war horse, like a medium war horse, very strong, very large, head high at the shoulder. And he reins it around and rides out of town back in the direction that he came, which is past the mill toward the retreat.
He's going to go get more black knights.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm still saddling.
We have to leave now.
I'm still saddling.
The problem is, if you left now and tried to go back to the retreat, that's the way he just went.
I'm still saddling.
Oh, yeah, but why would they expect that Roy would have something?
Yeah. You could try to sneak past him, basically, like concealed in the wagon or whatever. That is an option.
Oh, we could go around the other side.
Like, you figure if they're searching for him, they'll probably search every vehicle at this point.
Then we could go this
I'm grabbing
way.
A horse, though.
Okay.
I'm still
they well, you can try to. You're not even talking about it. You're just thinking about it. So that happens really fast, and we're dragging out our session for that. So are you still trying to stable
yes.
saddle a horse? All right. So.
Mommy!
Did I see the boy?
The man who owns several of the horses in the stall, he says, he comes over, or in the corral, he comes over and he says, you can saddle that Palomino there.
Okay.
You'll have to return it when you're through with it. It's one of mine.
Okay. So I just gotta use it because something might happen. I don't know.
Something might happen.
Did you see the Black Knight guy?
Yeah, we all saw him.
I have no idea what I did.
The boy from the stable says, I was going to hit him with my shovel.
No, you wouldn't.
Slightly older teenager just says, shut up, and smacks him in the side of the head.
I thought a shovel would do anything with what I saw that they could do.
Okay.
I guess I'm wanted because I don't know, actually, what I'd be wanted for.
Whatever it is, the sheriff says, whatever it is, it's probably not legal. He may just have wanted to question you, was threatening killing you because you were disobedient. He does have, if he was going to show his heraldry, he has a social status. He could have argued any one of us around, But not showing his heraldry, he's basically a mercenary, and that means he has no authority. Except what he can enforce with
his
sword.
They came from the retreat. And that's where I came from.
So are they looking, the sheriff says, so are they looking for the boy? He's going to get more men.
Sorry, we're leaving.
Well, you can take my horse. I wouldn't go east. I'm sorry, I wouldn't go west.
It's not where we're going.
We're going to go the other way. Or something.
I have a suggestion.
Huh.
He looks at one of the thin men.
Thanks for coming out, by the way.
Oh, of course. It's my town.
that's true.
And as I said before, any friend of Maury's is a friend of mine. He looks at one of the thin men that's sitting and says, "Does this your cousin Misty have her sailboat in port now, just off the coast? Yeah? Would she take them down to Southern Miss Cove? That would put an end to the hunt." "Oh, I'm sure she would. In fact, I think she's due down there tomorrow."
Wait, where are we supposed to be? Actually, where's the retreat located?
The retreat is located outside Southern Miss Cove. Okay, so he says, the sheriff says, "You take my horse." Oh, sorry, it's actually the guy's horse. So you take his horse, the three of you, head to the coast, hook up with his cousin. Her name's Misty. She's got a sailboat. It's really more like a yacht, single mast. It's called the Mosaic Sun. Take that down to the Southern Miss Cove and then come to the retreat through the city.
You won't expect us from there.
Once you get in the city, if they're searching the city for the boy, you could still have trouble. I'd suggest you be very careful. Take a hansom, a coach. That'll keep you off the street. It'll take you as far as the gate and probably even all the way to the retreat.
Yeah.
Cost you a couple of gold pieces.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's my recommendation. Right. Also, it gets you out of here, which means if they come back and search, we can let them search to their heart's content. They won't find anything.
Just don't fight them, because according to what I saw them to do, he could have took all of you on, even with my help.
Dad, you don't have any gold pieces.
Yes, he
does. Oh, that's his money.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
I'll ride with you. That way I can talk to Misty and make sure she's good to take you into the cove. Plus, there's three of you, and one of you can ride on my horse with me.
Probably put me and Selena can ride on mine, or the one that I'm borrowing.
Okay. Right, so most of the men in town are going to lunch anyway. You say your goodbyes to Maury. You gather up your various personal belongings, including the boys' stuff.
Thank you so much, Maury.
You're welcome.
I will probably visit.
You remind me of my daughter. Just be safe, the sheriff says. The trouble for the town isn't over yet, says to Maury, and the doctor's standing there too. Doc says, "Well, if the boy's not here, they'll pretty much leave us alone, I think."
Just let them search.
Maury says, "Well, they'd better. But they're traveling without anybody knowing who they are, and not showing your face or giving your name provides license for people to do a lot of bad things." We can send a message to Baron Wictor. Probably not a bad idea. "I can take it," the boy says, who the stable hand who was firing the crossbow earlier. "That's not a bad idea.
Take a crossbow with you.
I'll ride out right away." With his hand, scoops the last of his scoops the last of his food off his plate and eats it, and then he takes off toward the stables to get a horse. Okay, so you have two horses, the Palomino and another riding horse, and the two of you ride together. Marilyn rides with the man whose name you eventually learn is Carl, and he's steering that horse. Marilyn and Selena will take turns carrying the boy, Ollie, and you're headed due
east toward the coast. It's only like 8 to 10 miles, so on horseback it'll only be a couple hours at most. And you just have to hope you don't run into any more dark knights or anyone else that's gone further in that direction searching, because you are pretty like out in the open riding on horseback.
And if so we do,
you look
what do we
exactly
do?
Like what they're looking for. Your options will be fight or run.
Yeah.
Because apparently
fight or flight.
You're not doing a great job of tricking people. So.
Yeah, hey, I stalled time.
All right, anyway.
If Dad keeps his mouth shut, I could probably trick him.
So you leave the little hamlet, Maury's village, the Miller's village, behind.
I should sew us some,
we'll
like...
stop there for the day.
I should sew us...
This has been Palace Pages, September 7th,
2025. Yay, I stalled time, so I didn't get attacked that far. The main goal wasn't really to get into a fight with him. It was to make sure I was safe.
Yeah. Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.